we turn our attention to the Middle East. We go live to Jerusalem. Linda Gradstein joining us in the Trocare College live line. Linda, thanks so much for being with us this morning. Israel saying they've taken out the leader said to be the mastermind behind the October 7th attack. Big day, and could it perhaps even be a turning point in this now war that's lasted over a year?
Well, that's certainly possible. I mean, Yahya Sinwar was the head of the top of the list of who Israel wanted to assassinate. And actually, he was killed almost by accident. He had been believed to be hiding in a tunnel. He came up to the ground. It wasn't clear exactly why he did that, but they opened fire and killed him from a building and killed him. Then the question is, what happens now? The families of the hostages are certainly hoping that it will lead to a deal that both Israel and Hamas will say that this war really isn't going anywhere, and it will lead to a ceasefire deal and the release of the hostages.
There's a hearing from some of the family members of the hostages. It seems like there's kind of mixed emotions here. On one hand, maybe relief. Maybe some are seeing a light at the end of the tunnel. On the other, some are saying that, well, now that this leader is dead, their fate is in the hands of who knows who.
Right. That's the question, right? So there are still 101 Israeli hostages. Israel says they believe half of them are still alive, although the number may even be lower than that. And then the question is, does anyone even know where they all are? Some of them may have been being held by other groups, by Islamic Jihad. And will there be an announcement that, for example, Yahya Sinwar's brother, Mohammed, is now the leader of Hamas or not? And if so, will Hamas be able to negotiate? I mean, until now, there's been a deal on the table for a hostage release for months, and it's been stopped by both Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the leader of Hamas, Yahya Sinwar. So the question is there really going to be something new? Secretary of State Antony Blinken is expected to come to the region in the next few days and try to push something forward. So there's a lot of uncertainty, but certainly among the families, there's also some hope.
It always seems, though, while this is a big moment, certainly for Israel, it's a big moment in this war, and we've seen time and time again that just because a leader or one of the leaders is killed, that does not mean that the group or the ideology goes away.
Right, that's true. At the same time, you know, Hamas has been hit very hard. Something it has, I think, 32 battalions in Gaza, and now, according to Israeli military sources, there's like, you know, 30 have been taken out, and there's maybe 2 battalions left. But the fact is that the rocket fire from Gaza, I'm not talking about Lebanon now, which is a completely different situation, but the rocket fire from Gaza has almost stopped. Hamas as a military force has been more or less destroyed. The question is, Hamas is an ideology, and without any political solution, without some sort of, you know, plan for the day after in Gaza, and who's going to run Gaza, and, you know, who is that going to be? And Israel says it doesn't want it to be Hamas, but then who is it going to be? Is Israel going to allow the Palestinian Authority, which is based in the West Bank, perhaps with the help of other Arab countries, the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, to run Gaza? And so far, Israel's refused to even discuss that. So there's no military solution to this conflict. There's only a political solution. And so far, neither Israel nor Hamas has been really willing to discuss that.
And the big question there in trying to figure that out is who is or isn't controlled by Hamas, and the deep distrust, obviously, you know, that's always been there, but especially after October 7th of last year, that Israel would have toward anybody who would become, in power in that region.
Yes, that is true. On the other hand, Israel has all kinds of deals and negotiations with the Palestinian Authority, and that was the plan of the Biden administration. Let's strengthen the Palestinian Authority, back it up with other Arab countries, and have a demilitarized Gaza, and gradually and rebuild Gaza. I mean, the situation in Gaza right now is atrocious, and the humanitarian crisis is growing. And in fact, Kamala Harris, sent a letter saying that if Israel doesn't start to allow more aid into Gaza, that the U.S. could curtail weapons supplies to Israel. Israel says that Hamas is stealing a lot of that aid. So, yeah, there's a lot of suspicion, but there are also all kinds of technological ways to make sure that Hamas is not taking power in Gaza again.
Well, we will see where this goes from here and what happens next. I mean, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Linda Gradstein joining us live from Jerusalem this morning.